www.thebrightside.com. Okay, welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm ready to start another week here. The news, as it continues to roll in, presents lots of problems for honest journalists and fewer problems for the corrupt mainstream media, which chooses, of course, and obviously filters the news to a very great degree. As difficult as it sometimes can be, the job of a professional journalist is to present all the news and let the reader or listener decide for him or herself what to do with the stories and the facts and the data and the contentions and the allegations that these stories may contain. When sensational charges are leveled against a major public figure, it is the responsibility of the news media to report it. That is not always what happens. The allegations of Monica Lewinsky, for example, were certainly reported, and the results led to impeachment proceedings against President Bill Clinton. As I've been doing for over two decades now, I see news. I have to judge it, as all journalists do, on the basis of its worth, its overall credibility. I don't make final decisions or dispositions on any of it, and then I present it. On January 23rd of this year, this program and this program alone presented an interview with Larry Sinclair. All of you listening now, I'm sure, are aware of what Mr. Sinclair's contentions are regarding drugs and sex with Barack Obama in Mr. Sinclair's limousine earlier. The story is on YouTube. We're going to do a great deal tonight in the first 2 hours about this story. We notice now that some of the mainstream is just beginning to pick this story up. And we're glad to see that. I think all of you in America, whether you listen to this program or have never heard it, deserve to hear the allegations of anyone who is willing to take a lie detector test, who is willing to go to court to prove his contentions or her contentions, whoever and whatever the case may be. Larry Sinclair is a man who claims to have engaged in illegal activities with a candidate for the presidency of the United States. Those allegations are newsworthy. I'm not here to pass judgment on them. Mr. Sinclair, I believe, today was in transit to take a polygraph test. There is a $100,000 offer to him made by a website called WhiteHouse.com. $10,000 to take the test. And if the results come back positive and can be proven apparently as positive, another 90 to follow, something like that. We'll let you know what happens, as will that website, when the polygraph examination is complete. It is a very interesting story. We will see what happens. Could it be false? Could it be a hoax? Yeah. Could it be real? Could it be true? Yeah. Or could it be somewhere in between? Certainly. One man who has tried to wade through contentions and allegations and studying in depth the statements of major public officials for a long, long time is David John Oates, who has been a pioneer in the field of what is called reverse speech. For any of you who don't know anything about reverse speech, I hope you can go to his website at reversespeech.com and check it out. David has up about, I think, 6,000 or 7,000 examples of reverse speech. So he is in Australia right now and standing by to bring us up to speed on what his findings are in terms of the spoken words of Larry Sinclair, the accuser, and the spoken words, although not in response to the allegations, of the subject, Barack Obama. Welcome back to the program, David.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. It's always good to be on.
You've been at this a long time, and let me just, as a general, got a little fuzz in the background there, just as a general statement, how accurate, David, would you suggest to the audience? Reverse speech has proven to be, to the best of your ability to quantify it in that regard, is it 90% accurate? Is it 80% accurate? Granted, it's a subjective issue in terms of the interpretation to a degree, but when you've been able to validate and verify reverse speech by actions, deeds, and facts after the actual reversals have been formulated, what is your general sense of the accuracy of it?
Well, I've been doing it for 24 years now, and in those 24 years, I have not yet found it to be inaccurate. Most of the findings I've found have subsequently been verified. There's always, like you say, there's always subjectivity when trying to interpret some of the reversals. Some of them can be very cryptic in nature, and it takes a little bit of skill to interpret the cryptic or metaphorical reversals. As an information gathering tool, I have found it to be stunningly accurate. Point of fact, I've made many predictions and statements on your shows over the years that have later panned out to be true.
Absolutely correct. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I believe it to be a very powerful truth detector. It is the voice of the unconscious mind speaking. It is our real self, who we really are. The unconscious mind communicates in a variety of different ways. Body language, of course, is one form that's known very, very well. And I maintain that reverse speech is another form in which the unconscious communicates. And it is occurring backwards in our speech. The theory I'm proposing is that language is bilevel, forwards as well as reverse. And as all of us are speaking, we're creating our speech sounds in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once, one forwards and one in reverse. It has never failed me over the years. You know, I use it very extensively in the therapeutic setting, as I think a lot of your listeners would know. And mm-hmm. there's many times where I'm doing reversals where I'll find a personal information about the client that there's no way I could have known. I'll find names of family or friends. I do not believe the unconscious mind can lie. I believe the unconscious mind communicates the total truth. Consciously, we can lie and deceive, but there is always a way in which the human psyche has this uncanny ability to correct those lies and communicate the truth. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm hesitant to say it's 100% accurate because that sounds a bit outlandish, but it's certainly extremely accurate in the information it uncovers and communicates.
Now, you also, at one point years ago, were asked to give an extensive, I think it took a couple days, a briefing to intelligence agency personnel, shall we say.
Yeah, that was actually 5 days. It was a 5-day workshop in Washington, D.C. back in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I presented all my research notes to several investigative agencies in this 5-day workshop. They were all extremely impressed with the information. There are many people who claim that agencies are now using reverse speech surreptitiously. I don't know whether that's true or not. I can't confirm that. Certainly there's been a lot of interest in the field. Reverse speech has been used occasionally by law enforcement officials, not as often as I would like, but it's certainly starting to be used. There's been occasions where reverse speech is a pinpointed key evidence that the police need to... Mm-hmm. for a conviction. I can remember one case in Australia where I was working with the New South Wales police, and the reversals stated the exact location of a murder weapon where they were looking for, and the police have found that murder weapon exactly where the reversals said it was. So it's So I stand by its accuracy. And I maintain that it's an extremely powerful technology that has a lot to offer. It's a shame it's not recognized more now than what it is, but that's slowly changing. People are coming around. I'm getting more and more inquiries all the time. It's a very new phenomenon to people, I think it needs to be examined far more than what it is. At the very least, I've compiled enough evidence over years to say, look, folks, there's really something to this. This is what I found. This is what happened. And all of these arguments are weighed out on my website. If you go to the library section of reversespeech.com, you'll find many articles and results of testings that we've done that I think paint a very good picture as to the accuracy of reverse speech.
I never cease to be amazed by them, and after all the years of listening to them with you on the program here, especially back in the Clinton years and such, I don't remember once where anything of substance that was said in reverse didn't turn out to be, when it turned out at all, turned out to be accurate.
Right.
So it's remarkable. All right, when we come back, David John Oates will be here. We're going to take a listen to his reversals of Larry Sinclair and some of Barack Obama as well. So stand by, and we'll be right back. Parenthetically here, that I did speak to Mr. Sinclair before his appearance on this program. You can hear that hour for free at the top of Rense.com. That's Rense.com. Before we had him on the program on January the 23rd, now I've spoken to him since then. He remains very firm in his words, very resolute. I don't hear, after 25 years of listening to people, any obvious or overt flaws in his speech or delivery, which you listen for. He seems a man very much intent on making his statement and living with the truth, his truth. I think the polygraph test will be very interesting, and there will be those who say, of course, and you know this, David, there'll be people who say immediately that the polygraph can be defeated. It's not a good test. It shouldn't be allowed in court. Some judges don't allow them in court, and so on. But what we'll have is another indicator, certainly, after the polygraph test as to which way this is going to go. It would be my expectation as a journalist that other journalistic outlets, other news outlets, would pick this up and certainly let it play its way out in the media. And however else it is going to be played out. And according to Mr. Sinclair, I think he wants to go to court with it. So we will see. All right. If you go to Rense.com and look in guests at the top of the page on the left-hand side, you'll see David John Oates. Under that, you'll see four links, reverse speech Sinclair page, reverse speech Obama page, and then the two YouTube reversals only. We're going to start with the top one, the reverse speech Sinclair page. So if you'll all click on that together, we'll go there. And for those of you not online, you can see a page, and there's a freeze frame at the top of the YouTube video that Mr. Sinclair made and has posted. It is still posted on the internet. Okay, David, let's go.
All right. Okay. Well, Mr. Sinclair was on your program, like you said, the 23rd of January. I started analyzing the tape this weekend. One of the things I look for when I'm analyzing tapes to determine the truth and lies is, are the reversals congruent? And by congruent, I mean they are telling the same story backwards as what they are forwards. And that's the thing that we're looking for. If the reversals are incongruent, in other words, they tell us a different story than what the person's saying forwards, then we can assume the person is lying. So let's look at some of Mr. Sinclair's reversals and see if he is being congruent or not. And the first one I'm going to play, I'm just going to play these in order of which they appeared. And here is the forwards. I'm sorry, I've got another video up there. Hang on, I'll just have to close that down.
Okay, what we're going to do is play the forward speech, and then David will play the reversal three times.
Yep.
Faster, slower,
so
and then slowest. So here we go.
Yeah. All right, so here is the first one. Here it is, forwards. Well, it should be playing.
What's the big deal? Why should I bring grief upon myself and stress and just to hell with it?
Well, and that's a good question. The point I've been trying to make the whole time is this. Obama is a great speaker.
All right. Now, this is actually the very first reversal I found. I jumped out of my chair when I found it because this one reversal confirmed his whole story. And the verbal says, the man buys dope. So here we go.
What's the big deal?
Oh, sorry. Here we go here. The man buys dope.
The man buys dope. The man buys dope.
And once more.
The man buys dope.
Do you hear that one there, Jeff?
I do. And I can only say for all of you, these are posted online and listen to them yourself. You may hear them a lot more clearly over a digital high-speed computer line than you will over the phone here. So if it does sound a little bit fuzzy to you, it'll sound a lot better and more clear, certainly on the Internet.
Right.
Now, the interesting point about this one is that right off the top, a clear, clean reversal comes back. Now, some might say, well, the statement, the man buys dope, is Larry Sinclair talking about himself. But that's not the way reverse speech usually plays out. How would you respond to people like that?
Well, he's talking the whole time about how Barack Obama went and he directed the limousine driver to a house and he went and got powder cocaine and crack cocaine. So he's talking about Senator Obama, so that's what the reversal refers to. The man buys dope. If it was him who bought the dope, he would have said in reverse, I bought dope.
And that's the point I'm trying to make, that reverse speech does very clearly speak to the issue. Is it first person, second person, third person? Is it talking about someone else? If it is, then it's phrased exactly as it is meant to be phrased. There's no ambiguity.
Yeah, exactly.
And also for you first-timers, if the syllables are wrong, if the grammar is wrong, David discounts it. He has very strict protocols by which he evaluates any reversals before he presents them.
Yeah, and let me say, probably less than 50% or even less than that, probably less than 30 or 40% reversals I find ever make it to my website, and even less make it to the air. I'm very strict about what I document. We're checking all the syllable counts, consonant vowel sounds, beginnings and endings of words to make sure that they are all consistent. So the very first reversal I find says, the man buys dope, which is a congruent reversal. It is congruent with his story, and it's congruent with the intent that he's saying, because as Larry Sinclair has stated, he's saying, look, if Barack Obama was doing drugs as late as 1999, then he should come out and state this publicly.
That's not
something he did just as a teenager.
Yeah, that was his whole thrust on this program, that Obama simply needs to be honest. All right, stand by. We have a break here. We'll come back. We're going to play that first reversal again for you. And do remember, these are online. You can all hear them anytime and study them in your own right. And I hope all of you do. We will be back. Hi, back with David John Oates and all of you good people. If you just joined us, go to the guests section at my website if you're online and click on the first link under David's name. There are four of them. It says Reverse Speech Sinclair Page. That's where we are. David, would you please play the first reversal again, and we'll start moving through them.
All right, okay, so here's the first reversal again. This is the very first one that occurred in the tape. Here it is. Forwards.
Dolphin stress and just to hell with it.
Well, and that's a good question. The point I've been trying to make the whole time is this. Obama is a great speaker.
And here he says, the man buys dope.
The man buys dope.
Quite clear on the dope. And once more. Of course, dope, of course, is a street name for drugs, so he's just confirming what he's saying forwards. This is what he did. So quite a simple, very easy, straightforward reversal. So.
I am told that the polygraph examination that Larry Sinclair is taking tomorrow, or may have taken today, I'm not sure. It's happening very soon. It will be quite extensive, so we'll find out more about that. But this is the first indication that Larry Sinclair's story has substance to it. Okay, the first reversal again. We heard that. You can hear it anytime you'd like online. So please be sure to pass it around, study it, and do with it what you will. All right, David, go ahead.
All right, now we had another reversal. He's talking about having a casual conversation with Barack Obama in a bar. So here we go. We'll run this forward.
Was Senator Obama alone at the time?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we went in, we had drinks. You know, it was a casual conversation.
And in this reversal, we're actually flashing back to the past. And he's remembering the thoughts he had at the time, and this is a sexual innuendo. Of course, Larry Sinclair is quite openly gay, as he was stated quite plainly on your show, and he says in reverse, I know you want it. So here we go, I know you want it.
I know you want it.
And again.
I know you want it.
And once more.
I know you want it.
I see that as a sexual innuendo is how I interpret that one.
Well, again, it's interesting to hear in the context, and on the site, on the page, you'll see exactly where that reversal occurs. As an example, for those of you not online, the quote by Sinclair is, we went in, we had drinks, it was a casual conversation. Right in the beginning where Sinclair says, you know, we went in, is where the reversal occurs. I know you want it. It's almost
right.
As if he's scoping out Mr. Obama and his interpretation at that moment as he's thinking back during our conversation was at that time he knew there was some potential. At least that's what he's saying.
Yeah, right. Well, that was his thoughts at the time, and it turned out to be quite accurate, I think. All right, here we have another one here, and this reverse is a little bit cryptic, but let's play it, and we'll talk about what it possibly means. So we'll run this forwards.
After he made the phone call, we left. We got in a limo. Senator Obama was the one that instructed the driver where we were going.
And this reversal, meaning is a little bit unclear, but we'll talk about it. It says, let him know we're still a mob. So quite a long one. Let him know we're still a mob. Here we go.
Let him know we're still a mob.
Let him know we're still a mob.
And again.
Let him know we're still a mob.
I personally think he's talking about all the voters out there. There's a whole lot of people out there, you know, unless he's talking about underground activities, but I don't know whether that would be the case. The voters are the people who he needs to address, but it's
now,
cryptic. So
it is cryptic. What's interesting is he's talking about getting in the limo. He says, after he made the phone call, we left. We got in the limo. Senator Obama was the one that instructed the driver where we were going. Now, when you reverse the part, I'm not sure which exact part in that sentence is the reversal, but let him know we're still a mob. Where is it, David?
Okay, well, let's just play it. Here is forward.
Now we're still a mob.
I mean, that was backwards, and here is forward.
Obama was the one that...
Obama was the one who instructed is where the reversal occurred.
Okay, so the text in the line says, Obama was the one that instructed. That's where the reversal occurred, and it says, let him know we're still a mob. Now, that's an interesting word to use, a mob.
It is an interesting word.
Now, here's a fellow, Larry Sinclair, who, and I haven't gotten too much more than you folks heard in the radio interview, but obviously was involved in doing things that produced a pretty hefty cash flow for him. In other words, allowing him to rent limos, and he was, as he says, quite the conversationalist and does have a propensity to run into people of some clout. Now, perhaps he was alluding to there is a mob out there, and he is in fact relating to that. I don't know, but it's an interesting word.
It's an interesting word, quite a clear reversal. You know, he's not lying or anything like that. He's giving us extra information. So, and how you interpret mob is a little bit strange. But anyway, there we go. All right, this next reversal is very direct. He talks about Obama getting excited and unzipping his pants, okay, in preparation for a sex act. So we'll run this forward.
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line. And while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
Okay, so he's being fairly direct there in what he's saying. And the reversal is just as direct. It's a congruent reversal. It's giving us extra information. And he says in reverse, seen his thing. You know, thing, obviously, a slang term for, well, I don't need to tell you what it means. I'm sure.
Hold on, David. Hold on right there. David, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come back and do this. I don't want to have music running over the reversal. So when we come back, we'll set this up, do it again. And I'm still thinking about that mob quote. That's very interesting. Let him know we're still a mob. Okay, back in just a minute with David John Oates, live from Australia. Okay, let's get right back to our conversation with David John Oates. Reverse speech. We're reversing and listening to Larry Sinclair in his interview on this program on January 23rd. All right, David, set that up again, if you would, and then we'll listen.
All right, okay, so we'll play this whole track forward. He gets very explicit now about the sex act that he is about to perform. So let's run this forward.
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line. And while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
Okay, so he's saying his pants are unzipped by him. And we hear a reversal that says, seen his thing. You know, thing obviously being a slang term for, well, you know what it means. I don't need to say it. It's fairly obvious, but here he is. Seen his thing, you know.
Seen his thing, you know.
Seen his thing, you know.
And again.
Seen his thing, you know.
Is that one okay, Jeff?
Yeah, play it again, please.
Yeah, okay. Seen his thing, you know. Here we go.
Seen his
So what happened when he unzipped, when Barack unzipped his pants? He saw. So he's confirming his story.
It's interesting also in the allegation here by Sinclair, the way the reversal, now reversals for you newcomers are often given with emotion. They're not monotone. Mm-hmm. They're not robotic. And it's almost a very casual notation that Sinclair is doing here.
Yes, you're absolutely quite right.
You listen to the tone in his voice. It's just, well, there it is. And play it again, will you please?
Yeah, it's got this very casual tone about it. Like you say, hey, listen, you know, this happened and I saw his thing. So here, let's run the whole lot forwards again. So you can get the context again. Here it is, forwards.
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line. And while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
And this says, seeing his thing, you know. And, oops, here we go.
Seeing his thing, you know.
And like you said, very casual, statement. Yeah, this happened. It's adding extra information. He's telling us what happened. As Barack Obama unzipped his pants, I saw his thing. So,
right.
You know, just speaks for itself. It's a congruent reversal. It confirms his story. So here we have two direct congruent reversals that confirm his story. The man buys dope, which is what he's saying for. Barack Obama bought him some cocaine,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen his thing when he unzipped his pants. So, you know, very congruent reversals.
Well, they pretty well they bookend the allegations, that's for sure, if they're true.
Yeah, they certainly do.
All right.
Yep. All right, so this next reversal along is this one here. He's talking about the press. Now, at that stage, when he did his interview with you, none of the press had responded to his emails, and so he was a little bit frustrated, I think, about that, and that comes out in the reversal. So let's run this forwards.
Had sent emails to all of the major newspapers on the East and West Coast. I had sent the same emails to CNN, Fox News. Nobody wanted to touch it.
Okay, so you can hear his distaste in the forward speech, and no one wanted to touch it, and reversal simply confirms this. He says backwards, slime, they mess with this. The press obviously being the slime, and they mess with this. They're not giving him the attention. They're mucking him around. They're not doing anything. So here we go, slime, they mess with this.
Slime, they mess with this.
There we go. So, you know, it's it just confirms that he did send the emails out, and he's dissatisfied and unhappy that certainly at the time he gave this interview that no one was responding to his emails.
Okay? It's and he talked to me off air about this, and he had great frustration in his voice. I wouldn't say angry, but he was disgusted with the fact
right.
that nobody would give him the time of day until I contacted him and invited him on.
David. I don't know what. Sorry, and it's such an important story because Barack Obama has made several public statements that he did use drugs as a teenager, but hasn't done since then. And he, someone comes out and says, "Listen, I did drugs with Barack Obama back in 1999." So he was clearly far beyond his teenage years. It's into his adult life as well. It's a very important story. It shows a great incongruity in what Barack Obama is professing, and the press should pick that up. I mean, they picked up the Monica Lewinsky scandal just like that, you know.
Yeah, so, there of course are suggestions that Obama's friend Rezko is mob connected. Now that may have a link to the word mob in that earlier reversal, because Rezko, I think, is in jail right now, in fact. They worked this house deal together. So that could be an example of a mob issue that is on the record. Rezko, who is rumored to have shady connections. Anyway, so there's a little possibility there, too. I've been thinking about
that. Yeah, but just emphasizing again that these reversals are congruent. Now, here's a reversal that's a little bit controversial. You and I actually talked about this one in email. I'm going to play it, let's just run it forwards. Here we go.
The driver told me that it would be easier for him to go ahead and drop me off at the hotel and that he could take Barack back to his car.
Now, this reversal says, I still have the fame, as in F-A-M-E. So here we go.
I still have the fame.
There it is.
I still have the fame.
And again?
I still have the fame.
Now, but he doesn't have fame because he wasn't picked up at that stage, so that's a little bit of a puzzling reversal. Is what fame is he talking about? Is it a metaphor for... something else, maybe his own self-image or self-respect.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, because clearly he didn't have fame when he made this, so I would give that a cryptic or metaphoric interpretation. You know, I still have my self-respect here, you know. My self-image is intact. I feel quite confident in sharing this story. I'm not afraid.
That's certainly reasonable, yes.
Yep. All right, okay. Then we've got another reversal here. We'll run this one forward, and here we go.
It simply come out and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I misspoke when I said I hadn't used drugs or I hadn't done this since a certain period in my life. You know, I think what he has to do is be completely honest.
And this reversal says the curse is the sin. Here we go.
The curse is the sin.
The curse is the sin.
And again.
The curse is the sin.
And I think the sin is he's not being honest. That's the curse. The curse, or it could be the curse of his drug use, or it could be the curse of dishonesty. But this man is being sinful. He's not telling. I mean, not that, but he's saying that Barack Obama is being sinful here by not communicating the whole truth.
Right. Well, that's what Mr. Sinclair told me on the phone in a couple of conversations at some length, that his biggest issue was with the fact that, in his view, his allegations are that Senator Obama is lying. And he doesn't think a man or a woman running for the highest office in the land should be allowed to get away with lying like this. He thinks it's wrong. Because if they lie about this, he says, where does the lie stop? And that reversal was interesting. The curse is the sin. I should also say we're getting about, a couple minutes to the break, David. We have more reversals to come and reversals of Obama afterward, which will be also interesting. And this program is certainly open to anyone from the official, formal Barack Obama campaign to come on and issue any kind of a statement that they'd like. So, in fact, we encourage them to do that. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything, just a minute to the break, David, is there anything in this first group that we played so far that that you want to say anything else about? I think your point was really excellent, that the first one, the reversal saying, quite clearly, the man buys dope, and matter-of-factly, and then the sexual statement that made it quite clear, the way that the reversal came across was very interesting. Seen his thing, you know. Those two bookend really the entire Sinclair allegations.
Yeah, they are the two most important reversals. Now, I've got a couple more to play, which we'll play when we come back from the break. But those two there, the man buys dope and seen his thing, you know, is completely confirming his story. This is what he's saying forwards, and the reversals are communicating exactly the same message. So we have a set of congruent reversals.
It's important to also mention that if Sinclair were lying, the lies would have come out in these reversals crystal clear. In fact, the bigger the lie in forward speech, the more blatant the reversals are really countermanding those statements.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's been many programs I've done on your, many shows I've done on your program where we've played reversals of obvious lies, and they will say exactly the opposite to what's been said forward. They'll make a statement forward, you know, I went down to the shop, and they might say backwards, no, I did not, you know. And,
yeah, exactly.
If they're lying, you will get that quite clearly and quite obviously. So, you know, look, there's no doubt in my mind that Larry Sinclair is relaying a true story, and none whatsoever. And we will find out more, of course, when the polygraph results become public.
All right. All right. That's really important to keep in mind as you think about all this. And we urge all of you to do that. Go to reversespeech.com. There are over 6,000 or 7,000 examples of incredible speech reversals you can hear any time of the day or night. Be right back.
The disciples asked,